This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Sweat up. Think I'll be thoughts, it'll get better. Whether it be bad or good, gotta give God thanks. And I walk with the faith, so I don't think twice. Big up to the nurse and the bus driver, officers and the school teachers, Rasta man who is self-peanut, mom on the road who still feed us, big up to the people on the garbage truck, much respect to the janitors. Sometimes you does feel tired, I know that you had enough. Real talk.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 18th of November, 2025, and you are on the clock with Community Green. It was going to be Bahamian Trey Green, you know. I was going to call myself Bahamian Trey Green today because I love this song. No, I love this song. I love it. I love it like how I like get involved. Don't be no fool, stay in school. Yes, babe. Y'all hear that? That's the one and only. We got in studio today, the one and only Bahamian Trey. Bahamian Trey, let me tell you what I like about it the most. When I hear it, it reminds me of the best of myself. Wow. When I hear it, like, because sometimes I be in the middle of planning a revolution, you know. Sometimes I just be ready.
Just waiting for the straw.
Yeah, I be in traffic looking at your car, doing food. I could pick the car up and put it in the bush for you, you know, miss. Yeah. You don't want to drive it. Sometimes I'd be feeling like that. That song reminds me of community, right? It reminds me of the place I hold, right? Because like, even if I think I ain't doing nothing right or valuable, I have value in acknowledging and thanking the people who are working. Like when I feel like I ain't working hard enough, at least I could hold a space in the community and say, you know what? Let's remember to big them up, the garbage, the sanitation engineers, put some respect on their name.
And the crazy part is, you know, like a lot of times, well, at least recently, we've gotten this new coin as essential workers. I think that everybody is an essential worker because all of us basically come together to make this engine run, so, which is our economy. So I most definitely think that everybody in their respective areas deserve their props from all of the content creators, the people who in the back, like everybody who exactly, like they say, working to make this engine run should get their props too. You
know? Absolutely. Look here, that's Bahamian Trey. I want to reference just one more Bahamian artist before we transition into our show. Our friend Lamont. Y'all may have known him as Dash. Rashad Davis. Focus. Bummer Bodies.
With the bear?
Do you? I think so. He just handsome.
I think so. You remember if he got a bear?
I don't watch my hand. What happened? That's the advice you give me, Bahamian Trey. That's what you tell me.
I'm all for it.
You have a song called Run That, right? And I am ruminating with the song because it has some words in it that typically I don't use. But he says something in it, right? And he says, basically, like, don't mess with me. He say, I got Joneses everywhere, smokes and beer, smokes and beer. But what he's saying is, listen, while you think I on this street vulnerable and you could come and you do anything to me, understand that I have a community network of people who you don't think have any value, but they understand the value that they could bring to a community. And let me tell you something, everybody has value. And sometimes we buck people who we will call transient or vagrant, but we don't understand the value that they add to the space that they're in. So let me make this transition. Before we get into the show, because I got some more artists in here, we're going to speak with the Salvation Army. It is that time of the year, and they are beginning one of the most exciting programs that they have. And I have Captain Mayo in studio with me this morning to introduce the season. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Erin, and good morning, Bahamas, and all the fine of 96.9 Guardio, Radiant Guardio Radio. And we are happy to be here. And it is very interesting to hear all the exciting things that are happening around me here, and how I just want to pinpoint something and agreeing with Erin and what she said. There are a lot of people that make our society so valuable, and too often we look down on these people. And it is a good thing to remember them to notice them and to really acknowledge them in what they do in society. You do not have to wear only a suit and to walk into our office to be important. Whatever possible way that you can assist in society, we value you. And this is also part of the Salvation Army. It doesn't matter where you come from, what you do, and you are important in the society. That's why we look after the less fortunate among us, and the, what we call the vagrants among us, as you were just talking about it. And we look out for them. When you think that they are on the road, they do not have anyone, they have people that are looking out for them and looking and to take care of them. And that's why Salvation Army is here. And the public know that we have just kicking the biggest event of the year for the Salvation Army, the Christmas kettle. Everywhere you pass now, you will be hearing the song of the bell.
Yes.
Ring-a-ling-a-ling. And school bell a ring. Guess what? Salvation Army bell a ring right now. Yeah. And wherever you pass, please support the Salvation Army.
Absolutely. That's why I'm glad that I'm glad that this show came together the way it did, because I looking for these younger artists, and then you two Elkin 360. You two Elkin 360. Because if there's a thing, you can make a song for it, right? I want to take this a sample of the bells, right? Of various samples of the bells. Bahamian Tree, I need you all to come up with a song, man. Using the bells.
I think solo as could a be part that. Solo sound solo like made. A dread vibe, yeah. Pick up the solo.
Solo made, right? But there's such value that we don't necessarily see in these young artists. Some of the music, I can't even play on the show today because it's adult. It's for an adult crowd. That don't mean these young people don't have value to society, right? And as long as I have breath, I go beg them to make music for old people and church people.
Amen.
That's right.
I mean, you know, I'll preface that, right? And say, I look at music the same way how I look at most different content and most different things that we consume on the whole, whether it's like intangible or tangible. So for example, I look at it like video games a lot of times. You have video games that are rated E, you have some that are rated T, and you have some that are rated M. Maybe I'm not always rated E. See what I'm saying? And then it's simply that. Yeah. So I appreciate the whole demographic of people that listen to my music, because I do have young people that listen to my music and whatever you want to gauge as young. And then I have older people that consume my music as well. And for the very ones that you say, like, as well, may not, even when we talk about an adult crowd, we even try to put a pigeonhole on that to say, oh, from 25 to like 30. But I could show you grandmothers who commenting under my wife saying, like, yeah, my grandchild telling me I need to stop listening to this.
I almost called Adult Protective Services on one Caribbean Grammy I saw on the TikTok. you just have a you have a talent for TikTok, Trey. But let's get back to that in a second, Captain. When does the bell ringing campaign start, and where can we find your stations?
Okay, and listen, and he answered the question. You will find us everywhere in Nassau, New Providence, in Elotra, and in Grand Bahama. Okay. The kettle kickoff was last week, Friday, and the Governor General was our special guest and the patron for the kettle this year. And the kettlers are already on the street across Nassau and are around the all the archipelago of the Bahamas. And this is now your time to go out as you pass them, and you go into your shopping, you go into the bank, you pass in. They will be everywhere across Nassau and Grand Bahama and Elotra. Support them.
All right. Let's. How much money are you trying to raise this year?
This year we're trying to raise $200,000 to as a target in order to support the program that we have running each year, and also throughout this program we will be give large giveaway this Christmas, and also even this coming November at Thanksgiving we will be having Thanksgiving giveaway lunch at Market Street. And also at Meadow Street.
All right. So Mackey Street.
This is
and
free. You don't pay for that.
All right.
You don't pay for that.
I ain't coming. I can find. No, because I want to come. My belly say, listen, we a little poor. But my eyes say you could see other options for Thanksgiving lunch. So Mackey Street location.
Yes.
Meadow Street
yes.
location. Mm-hmm. And the $200,000 is going to support programs throughout the year, including the Salvation Army Aaron Gilmore School for the,
Blind,
the Workshop for the Blind, the Grantstown Learning Center,
yes.
after school education,
yes.
the Grantstown Seniors Club, Bahamian Trey, I'm taking you there with me, okay? We're going to shoot a video like the singing pastor, the best music video in Bahamian history. Like the singing pastor on the seawall with his backup dancers. Bahamian Trey, we're going to be stars, okay? Women and Children's Emergency Shelter.
Yeah.
Mackey Street Learning Center. Mackey Street Seniors Club. Mackey Street Thrift Store. And Freeport Welfare and Family Services.
Yes, they will be helping to support all these things throughout this Christmas and in the year. Coming year to 2026.
All right.
And one thing again this year, since many of you have heard and see and watch on television how Hurricane Melissa really damaged our sister island and particularly western end of Jamaica, a percentage of that fundraising this Christmas will be going toward hurricane relief in Jamaica.
Absolutely. That's and absolutely necessary. Right?
Yes.
You know, Jamaica reached out to us to offer support, and we should do the same, the very, very same thing for Jamaica. Just devastating how the landscape changed, right?
Especially for
people who rely on the land and live on the land. Right, like for me, when the road next to my house get a little flooded out, I could still go in my house and be safe, right? Because I'm living in my house. But for people who like they live in and on the land, how you restructure is just a mammoth task. Okay, so over the last few years with COVID, you've introduced a number of payment methods. What payment methods are going to be available this year in the kettlebell campaign?
The payment method remain the same. What COVID does for us, certain things that we thought we could not have ventured into, but during COVID, we venture into them and we see the effects of them. Now you can donate at the Red Kettle, and when you pass through the street and to the store, you can walk at the office, and you can swipe your card at the office, and then you can also go online and donate online, and you can also give at the bank as well. Our bank account is 157-5067. This is Royal Bank of Canada, RBC, and you can donate through all this thing. And you can also call. Now, when we say donate, you may not have money, but you want to donate your time in volunteerism, we accept that as well. Because during this period, we need your assistant to ring the bell, to help pack groceries, to help share food, and all these things. We need volunteer as well. You can call the office at 393-2340 and ask for Mrs. Florival, and she will get your information, and then we will take it from there for volunteer. And in December 17, we will be having the seniors luncheon. That is the annual senior luncheon that will be at the Baptist University College. And this is where we will be giving 500 lunch and also Christmas packages.
All right. Producer, I want you to play a song for my dad quick. The last one I just sent you. I come into the seniors luncheon, sir. And I bring in some seniors to vouch for me. Right? I'm going to take a moment to play a quick song by a young Bahamian named Vivid Lee Val. Let me tell you something. I ain't never been so disappointed to watch somebody grow up as I am to watch Vivid Lee Val blossom into the magnificent artist that she is. I remember when she was Tiffany in the beauty salon at the spot on stage, man. And she was making Conk and Mango Don't Grow on the Same Tree. Mm-hmm. Y'all didn't know that was Vivid Lee Val? Conk and Mango Don't Grow on the Same Tree.
Yeah, babe.
Conk don't even grow on tree. That's why you could never be like me. Mm-hmm. See, y'all don't know how to make political campaign song no more, you know. Bro, let me run. Val, I taking that as my campaign song. They missing out. Producer, play that for me.
No, I'm getting paper.
And you see a group of raving Grammys all over the place partying. It could be Vivid Lee Val.
Crazy. Val, make a biz out.
It's Friday night, no, I'm getting paper. I'm by the line.
That pension hit, that's what happened.
It's alright, now I'm moving safer. Show me all your signs, let me see you trying to stay. But he wanna ride, I tell him.
I had to play that just for a second. First of all, because I have Bahamian Trey and Joel Pickstock in studio. I know I haven't introduced him yet, but the great is here. A couple of weeks ago, I said I could not find a Bahamian song with the Jersey edit. Y'all young people know what I'm talking about, right? Not one Bahamian song remixed with the Jersey edit. And then I remembered Vivid Lee Val with the song Boy Wah. Y'all have to check out the music video for this.
Oh, I saw it when it came out.
Yeah.
I know about that one. That's a dread one.
Yeah. Vivid Lee Val, Valine Roll, and Valicia, and the other sister who was in...
Valia.
Yeah. Who was in August. Who was in December by August. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those three young ladies... See, somebody have a Hubert Alexander garden where they keep growing Hubert Alexanders for politics. But that family, they just grow in creative artists. Man, it is amazing. Okay, yeah. Captain, let's get back to the campaign. Now, I can go online and find the various locations?
Yes, but when you go, like say, for example, if you go to all the super values.
We'll be at all the super values.
All the super values. And all quality home centers.
Okay.
And also we have on the Commonwealth Bank, and then we have Kelly's, and we are also at the Marathon Mall, and we are also in Lowe's pharmacies.
Okay.
Yeah, and all you go across the Bay Street and Scotia, and you name it, all across the Nassau. And the super centers, you will get. Will be there.
We just listening. Just listen for the bell.
Following the ring of the bell.
All right.
From the time you hear that ting-a-ling-a-ling, you know that it's there.
Children, don't get scared, because the school bell really is ringing, frightening young children. But also back to
this is a different bell.
Back to my seniors. One of the reasons why I play that song as well is that to people who we categorize as seniors, being called a senior doesn't mean that your life is over or has less value, right? And I want to encourage seniors to see volunteerism, right? And volunteering as a space in which they can continue to empower themselves, right? Because you feel powerful when you add value to the spaces around you. And I think a lot of our elder, senior, aging communities would find great value in volunteering. And organize yourself, right? Because it's kind of, even for an adult, it's kind of scary going by yourself trying to figure something out.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know T. Rahana Sweeting and the senior, I don't even want to call them the seniors club, I just call them the 3 Score and 10 club at St. Barnabas, right? Right, like a space like that. You volunteer with them and then show them how volunteering can support their continued life as well.
How can I pick up for something here when you're talking about the seniors? In the Salvation Army, I think somehow we are blessed with that.
Mm-hmm.
For the kettle ringing the bell, we have seen a lot more senior persons volunteering the time to assist us in ringing the bell. And we would have loved, at even that same time, to have a lot of more younger people as well, mm-hmm. to bring that vibes and energy. Now, I want to also make an appeal to the seniors that are home or feel that, okay, I don't have anywhere to go. I don't have anything to do at the moment. Listen, Salvation Army have a special program for all senior citizens. Every Wednesday at Meadow Street and Market Street, the club is open for every senior. And then when you come out, not only that as well, we also provide hot meal during that same program. And let me tell you, it is you want to know the Bahamian fun?
Yeah.
When those seniors sitting and giving you the old time story?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Plenty,
it's
plenty
wonderful.
Fun. Absolutely. Plenty, mm-hmm. plenty fun. Now, we have to go to a break, producer. Take us into the break. And as we go into the break, can students, senior students who are, can they put in these volunteer hours for their school curricula?
Yes, we have had some students coming out from many colleges and you know, high schools here that
right.
come for volunteerism. We have had that as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We're going to the break. Again, this is Vividly Val Baywa. Do me a favor. Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, check on your people. You can't hear Captain Mayo say they in the club 12 o'clock in the afternoon on a Wednesday. Next thing you know, the Prime Minister going to declare Wednesdays, the 3 Score and 10 gang day. You guys, it's going to be a good time. Stay tuned to On the Clock. We'll be right back.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world. See how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
One in every four Bahamians face some level of food insecurity. AML Foods remains committed to helping. And this year, through our Feed 5000 program, we'll donate $50,000 to provide holiday meals for families in need. But we need your help. From November 3rd to December 17th, show your support and donate at the register at Solomon's, Cost Right, Fresh Markets, Eleuthera Markets, Exuma Markets, or Domino's Pizza in New Providence, Grand Bahama, or Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Call around and tell him right now, nah, Chase. Show, oh, they didn't know I come to steal the show. No, they didn't know I come to steal the show. Wicked floors from the Abacus. Hey, we got the art, we got the funk, and we got swords. Yes. Metamorphosis, you knew me when it was a tide port. Now I is a frog, so I jumping under rhythm and they kill him since they thought it was fly. Ribbit. Never underestimate nobody anytime.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Steal the Show Green. I can steal something from your baby and because you have so much. You are like an idea is something if you give it away. Give it away, give it away. You end up having more.
Mm-hmm.
That's who you is. I like that. I like that from long time. Okay, so Captain Mayo, if you could stick around, I'd love that. Because I can need some help with these young people inside this room. We were having a conversation in the break, right? And I mentioned the one and only Johnny Cake. And ever since Johnny Cake made the song Old Head and Big Daddy, I have Adult Protective Services number in my phone. Right? Again, make sure you're all safe out there. Mom, why are you pulling $1,000 from your bra? I mean, mind you, this is a introspection on gender, labor, and economy, right? Where Bahamian women worked, even if they couldn't get a bank account, they worked, they had their money close to them. They could see, because your money has more power when you could use it the way you want to use it, when you want to use it, right? She said, I ain't waiting on no bank line. Give me this car. Give me this little bubbler. I'm ready to roll. Anyway, I love that song. Captain Mayo, I have these other young people in studio with me because the Black Box Open Mic is having its November show on Thanksgiving night, Thursday, the 27th. And wow. Joelle Pickstock here, one of our former featured artists, mm-hmm. is the organizer for this month's event. It's going to change slightly, but it ain't going to change much. It can be as great as ever because we got Devante Strawn, the comedian. But you should say the international.
Be intentional.
They say the intentional.
Yeah, it's intentional. Be intentional.
Who you tell that to?
Everybody. Be intentional with everything you're doing.
You tell that to your mommy, or that's why you wear the shirt? You can't say that to your mommy. You just be intentional, mommy. Don't come in here trying to swing me.
No, don't swing me.
All right.
I ain't getting well for you.
Okay, yeah, let's swing him back. There we go. All right, and of course, we got Davon. Is that how you pronounce his name?
I think it's Davon.
Oh, Davon? Davon. Because I was looking for D apostrophe AVN all night last night with your fancy name, Davon. Davon is going to be one of the featured performers. Devante Strawn, be intentional, going to be one of the featured performers. And of course, Bahamian Trey going to be in studio. So the show is Thursday, November 27th, 2025. Can I bring my Thanksgiving lunch with me to the show?
Yeah, man, most definitely, but you gotta eat it outside, though.
Get close to the mic.
Most definitely, but you gotta eat it outside.
I have to eat it outside?
Mm-hmm.
I could do that dead quick.
Yeah, doors open at 7. Show right. Starts at 8.
If I pay to come in and I sneak outside to eat, I have to pay again to come back in?
Yes.
If you see Bahamian Tree.
Only specifically
door,
for Aaron.
Go to the next room. All right. So, tell me, what's the night gonna look like? Because this month, it's slightly different.
Right, so with this night, I want to do something different. Instead of just regular rapping and regular singing, I want to bring a comedic aspect to it.
Okay.
So I was looking for that comedic kind of thing to bring to the Black Box open mic, just mm-hmm. to bring it a little different light.
I tell you, I was trying to get Sawyer Boy, right?
Yes,
but Kalika would not sign the permission slip. Kalika would not let... I mean, I don't blame her. I don't blame her. I have a record, you see. But
not at all.
Okay, go on.
So I was looking online and I saw Devante and I saw a little funny clip. I said, okay, it could be interesting. So I said, let me bring him on to the Black Box Open Mic night. And so that's what we're going to look at. It's going to be a Thanksgiving night. It's going to be an event that person's going to express themselves. We have outside. We're going to have some kind of creative things where you could probably paint, do some little workshops, some kind of thing over there. And then it's going to be the main event inside.
Right. So like we have, they're going to be like sort of features where you could take stylized artistic pictures outside. There's usually an artist station where you can add to a creative project
that's
taking place.
That's correct.
And then they sometimes have competition for free beers, like for free drinks. If you could stack the cards and you could get like, you could stack all the cards and replicate what you see on the table, you could get like a drink ticket.
Yes.
Something like that. Yeah. Oh, yes. It's a good time.
It's going to be very innovative and fun.
Okay.
You have to be intentional.
You see that?
You be intentional.
Be intentional.
Okay, so Thanksgiving night, are you going to play a movie?
Well, that was the plan, but due to the fact that it may take a while for approval to show the movie.
Oh, right, because we have to go to the Play Film Control Board.
Correct. So we just let it be a full-blown open mic night. And so it's going to be a night of thankfulness, a night of reflection, a night of comedy, a night of persons expressing themselves. So, yeah, we're expecting to have good fun out there.
Mm-hmm. I can try sneak a movie in. Not a whole movie, just a little snippet. Like, we got to have Miss Giggles on screen. Now, Devante, I ain't trying to bust your bubble, right? Like, I ain't trying to bust your bubble.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking, why not like a little collage of or montage of Bahamian clips, like Bahamian content, mm-hmm. viewed mm-hmm. together. In fact, look here, we could just sit down and string together Bahamian Trey TikTok viral moments.
Oh, Lord.
And have a clip.
You could do a compilation of that.
Right. Now, Bahamian Trey, I've been waiting all my life to look you in your face and
we tell
you this.
Take the glasses off the head instead.
You are the epitome of luck is simply preparation meeting opportunity.
I think, like, okay, luck is, I guess, like you say, luck is so subjective when you can actually put a formula together. And like we were talking about with Dank off air, like mm-hmm. If you buck your toe, it can bleed. You mm-hmm. see what I'm saying? So it's almost like that kind of thing where when cause and reaction come together, mm-hmm. you there's a result. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to social media and then these new things with the algorithm and all them different stuff, once you do what you see the algorithm receives, you will get the result.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, most times.
Bahamian Trey had put out You Can't Muggle Like Me like long time.
Yes, I was in high school.
You know when King
Hanna. I was also in high school, Joel. Oh my God. Don't say it. But yes, that was 2015.
Right? And it was a hit then.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now we Bahamians, we think we worldly. So it remained a hit, but it wasn't at the top of the charts. And then the Americans say, we don't like TikTok, we're going to ban TikTok. And Universal Music preempted the legal move by pulling their catalog of music from TikTok. And guess who was there waiting for content creators? Bahamian Trey was right there. Waiting. That's like I say, it ain't luck. It's preparation meeting opportunity. And listen, I want you to know, you could trace it, right? There's a sector of women when you say leopard light skin thing in a leopard print pants, right? Light skinned women throughout the Caribbean say that's me, that's me. Hold on, that's my ticket. He talking about me, right? And if you understand the politics of the Southern, some of the politics in the Southern Caribbean around race, you'll understand why that the song is a powerful anthem. It's an anthem. Young ladies felt empowered. Listening to that, you could see it in the little clips that they made, right? Now, mind you, how young ladies show their empowerment is a little different than I would. However, you see it happening, right? And then immediately following that, Abaco.
Mm-hmm.
Abaco hit. Now, Captain Mayo, don't listen to Abaco. This is all hard for you. Mind you, you need to listen to know... to know the boundaries as you steward your flock, right?
But this ain't the one.
Abaco is definitely adult, but the things I love about it, the Caribbean compilation. Mm-hmm. Father Phyllis. This is Phyllis, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Father Phyllis and Bahamian Trey.
A Bayesian accent and a Bahamian accent on the same song. Listen. A lot of people would have never expected to see it.
Listen.
But it's the perfect thing.
Okay, so here's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that this is a song that you can play for your children, right? But what I am saying is if you're trying to capture the imagination of young people that need to pass an exam that includes allegories, and analogies, right?
Yeah.
The famous lyric is 6 pound of sugar in a 4 pound sack. I ain't gonna read the rest. Where y'all come up with that lyric from?
That's all Father Phyllis right there. He came up with that. But even just not... I ain't going into it too deep, but when it comes to even topics like that and music like that, I think in the Caribbean, not just in the Bahamas, but when it comes to the conversation around, of course, I don't know if I could say.
Sex.
Yeah, okay, boom. When it comes to the conversation, I had to make sure you say it first. Yeah. I can let Erica go on me. But anyway, like when it comes to the conversation around sex, I feel like a lot of the reasons why we've seen bad things get swept under the rug is because we're so afraid to talk about certain things. Whether that's you expressing it in a positive way or you expressing it in a negative way. So that's why so many conservative people, even with still going through the avenues of what they deem when it's okay, they still don't find it okay. Basically, what I'm saying is, to, for lack of a better word, even after certain people get married, they still ain't want, they still scared to talk about sex. Yeah. Or still, when it comes to having conversations about that, it's like, how many of us could say as young people coming up that their parents have talked to them about it until, not until something actually happened? Like, a lot of people didn't get the conversation about the birds and the bees. Mm-hmm. And that's because of the conservative background and people just being, and again, afraid to have these type of conversations.
Fear and shame and unprocessed trauma just multiplies into more unprocessed trauma.
So that's why I was being intentional about making music, the type of music that I make very recently, because that's how I want to express myself right
Look
now.
Look here, I'm mad. Man, Trey, I'm 49, man. The music is catchy. The lyrics are, like I said, you have a knack, you have a talent for catchy lyrics, man. And
I appreciate that.
What I love, everybody know what I love most of all, is that you are able to fit your mouth around the Bahamian words so naturally. And then you have so many Bahamian references in the songs, in the music, right?
That's the foundation, man. That's the, I feel like anybody who is from this country could do it, because when it comes to being intentional, you have to you have to be like, you have to just acknowledge authenticity. And when it comes to knowledge of self, it's very important as well, because when you know where you come from, you can know where you're going and know where you are. So when it came to me starting my career at the age of, well, 14 technically, and going through it and getting to meet different people who would bestow knowledge and stuff, it just came like second nature, and it only made sense to me when it came to making music and also using Bahamian, like you say, vernacular and dialect in it. Mm-hmm. Because I have a personal belief that when you be your full authentic self, that's a light that will shine, that people will always gravitate to. Mm-hmm. And we see it happen in so many different cultures. Like, we watch how there are so many, like I say, you have reggae, you have compa, you have zouk, you have so many other people who are just standing firm in who they are, what they do. And if you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. But guess what? Eventually, like how they say, a clock always strikes.
It will be right at least twice a day.
You see what I'm saying? It happens. Mm-hmm. That's why you got songs like Follow the Leader, Leader, Leader. That is a global hit, but it's Calypso.
Listen, we go into a break. When we get back from the break, I'm going to ask, why are we not the sample capital of the world? Y'all stay tuned. This Bahamian Trey? This Bahamian Trey, you know. Y'all stay tuned to On The Clock. Bahamian Trey, where your mommy is right now?
Home.
Is she listening to the radio?
I can tell her listen.
No. Mrs. Trey.
Why not?
Because I can call myself Bahamian Trey for the rest of the show. I don't want to get upset. You're a star, Bahamian Trey.
Much love.
We go into a break. When we get back from the break, we can talk to Devante a little bit. I want to know if he ever cracked joke in front of his headmistress. This is how good of a comedian you are.
Oy.
You guys stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Bahamian Trey, Lamar Miller, the guys them check up.
Gotta keep you on the low, gotta keep you on the low.
Exactly.
Cause if I don't, rumors gonna start to flow. Yeah, rumors gonna start to flow.
Cool.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock. Listen, producer, thank you for playing this song. See, y'all, sometimes it's all about perspective, you know. I have one. When you put the song out, I had one crack conk. And when I walk in the house, my old lady put her eyes on that crack conk, something solid. And I was just, keep it on the low. I gotta keep it on the low.
Boy,
I love you so, but I gotta keep it on the... But man, that's a classic rhythm that y'all reimagine. I like it. Now,
appreciate you.
Davon is a rapper, hip-hop artist,
correct,
right?
Correct.
He's the third feature performer at the event. He was unable to make it today. And Davon is not yet making music for the radio. Now, he's making music for the radio, you know, but not for Guardian 96.9. It's all I say, right? But the music is nice. If you're a hip-hop fan, you got to go check out Davon, D'Avan, on check him out on YouTube and on streaming platforms. Davon, wherever you are, you look at your boss and you say, see, I was supposed to be there, but I hear waking for you, sir. Waking hard for you. So, November the 27th, Thanksgiving night. Now, normally y'all have a food vendor. Y'all having a food vendor this year, this month?
Yes, a food vendor's going to be out there. I can't remember their name exactly, but they've been there to the last one that I was featured for.
Okay.
Where they served the wings and the macaroni.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they're going to be out there selling no meatballs as well.
No, they had meatballs. Don't lie.
They had meatballs.
Crab salad, too?
I hope so.
Oh, we love baby shower food.
I tell it here.
Baby shower time. Don't run them talks around my head yet. I'm scared of those types of talks. However, let's send a word out to our vendor, right? It's going to be Thanksgiving night. You know what I'll spend money for? And that has a reference because I cheap. I'm from Acklands, and I cheap. I don't like to spend money. But I'll spend money if they come out there November 27th, the chicken snack, right, with stuffing. With fries, chicken, fries, coleslaw, and stuffing.
I thought you said you was bringing food.
Chicken, fries, coleslaw, and stuffing.
But if they don't serve food, I bring in that.
See that?
If they don't serve food, I bring in that. I was on a trip in Ireland, and late night after the club, right, we went to their version of Dirties or Imperials or Bamboo Shack, but late at night, and I get my chicken in the box. And when I opened it up, it had stuff in. And coleslaw in it with the chicken and the fries. Buddy, I almost take root and I almost change my nationality. What y'all mean? Like, that's how I know Irish people and like African people, Irish people and Caribbean people, we well related. We very, very well related. Producer, I see the phone line. Let's go to the phone line. And I'd like to say thank you for your patience, callers. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning. I'm trying to reach Mr. Dwight Strawn, please.
You are on the air. Here's what to do. Call 302-2300 and ask the receptionist for Mr. Strawn. Well, you hang up, you even say thank you. I don't blame you.
It's urgent.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you.
It's urgent.
You didn't mean to be on the air. I appreciate that. Have a wonderful day.
She just
day,
was being intentional.
All right. Cost
just
to get
infectious
in.
At this point.
So the cost to get in is $10 for spectators, and if you're a performer, it's $5.
Okay. $10 for spectators, $5 for performers. How many performers can you do you accommodate every show, and how do I sign up?
So at this particular time, we're doing a limit of 10 persons to sign up online.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have a link on our Facebook page, the Black Box Open Mic, where you're able to go and sign up to mm-hmm. perform. And so a limit is 10 persons. We do accept sign-ups at the door, but it's going to standby list in the event that the artists who are already signed up to perform are not there. You're able to go ahead and get on to that.
All right. So if you miss the cutoff online, still come to the show because sometimes people don't show up or they perform far shorter and we have a little extra time we can mm-hmm. slip somebody
That's correct.
In. I was going to slip myself in there, but not with Davante here. I ain't trying to comedian and you hear comedian. So where do you perform, Davante?
I perform at the Tuga Comedy Club.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, I'm venturing outside of a comedy setting, because, you know, it's one thing to be a comedian in a comedy club. People expect you to be funny. But to go to open mics, and, you know, open mics here in Nassau, they're just...
They're poetry centers.
Yeah, poetry, mm-hmm. spoken word, musicians. So the mere fact that they're now offering a ticket for comedians to come out, yeah, I'm taking full advantage of that because it's an opportunity for me to test out materials. Because, you know, what I say in the comedy club may fly, but what I say at a poetry club, it might fall flat. So, you know, there's always room for improvement. I'm honing my craft right now. So, you know, any chance that I get to be better at what I'm doing, I take that up. I'm taking the opportunity.
You ever perform at Magistrate's Court? Plenty of comedians.
I would love to.
Traffic Court is a show. I mean, I don't go often.
Someone tell you that.
Night Court is hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
Night Court is hilarious.
Oh, no, for real. I've been.
Yeah. Night Court
I know
hilarious.
Dr. Ian Strawn is working on another major venture. I think it's called Honorable Member.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And coming on. You in that, eh? Hands up.
I can't. I might can't talk.
You may be in it. That's not. Okay. Bahamian Trey.
Maybe not.
How many movies, television shows, features have you been in?
That's a good question. I'm not sure, but I could talk about the ones that came off the top of my head. It Takes a Village by Jonico Pratt. That was a award-winning short film a few years ago. I was also in Johnson's. That's a show on Bounce TV. They came down here to film, and I was featured in the club scene, which was at prime time. Big up. And I also was in a couple other stuff.
Right.
Like you say, like film and TV. I was in the same court with
Judge Carroll.
Yes, I was on that.
I'm so glad you didn't call my name. I watched that business and you called my name or what?
Listen, I've been on a couple great experiences.
Let's take this caller and then I want to say to the audience something about Bahamian Trey. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I good, thank you.
And you get asked Bahamian Trey, right, if he could do a song and ask the comedian if he could do a show based on the people who teach the stuff off the barge.
Hey, listen, I got one for that,
Hey, don't give no hints to my set, sir.
I will take the meeting chair in the fridge, the stove, the microwave, and the tissue.
Man, listen. I got one for that, you know. I got to send it to Aaron right now.
make sure I have the shaman showing now. You know, shamans or nothing.
All day.
Extra quicker.
Quicker picker up.
If I
sorry.
I had a plan, but I didn't have a boat. That's what happened to me. I had a plan, but I didn't have a boat.
That was a lot of our problem. That was a lot of our issue. A lot of us didn't have boats.
My cousins, them down there, ain't answer me back yet if they get straight. So I think that's an answer.
No, I think that's, they are so smart.
Yeah, I think that's an answer. No answer is an answer.
We also need a song.
I just said you what?
About doing foolishness on film. You could do foolishness. I am a product. No, because Leela and Bernard were sensible. But me, the older me, is a product of a foolish younger me. Right? You're going to do foolishness. The difference between me, my generation, and that generation is a lack of access to technology. There were not phones to record it or document it.
Serious thing.
And
I have a unique outlook on that thing that happened recently in Abaco. Not just because, like I say, like from Abaco and nothing like that, right? But I heard when I saw, I guess you could say, excerpt of someone giving their feelings on it. And if it is true, this is unfortunate, which is the fact that before it actually went viral with the videos and stuff like that, that boat was actually sitting there for a few days. It wasn't only until, of course, the videos came out and everybody was saying what they were saying, that it became y'all this and y'all that and da 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 da. And we know how things happen on the family islands a lot of times. That boat would have been there and then it would have became a tourist attraction like how the one is in Turks and Caicos if nobody had done anything. But now something is being done. I throw up air quotes for everybody who listened. Now something is being done all of a sudden because things are being taken off the boat. But I mean, Abaco has been on the back burner for a lot of years, and I feel like if the people find a way to get something, they can go get something. You know what I mean? And the Salvation Army ain't in the Abaco, right? You know, bell ringing down now. So,
his, what they call the historical reenactments. Oh, no, sir, this is a historical reenactment. Come straight to my village, right? Because I have a village, we reenacting the days of wrecking, right? This is history. But As we go, we're playing the song. This, tell me what the song is you just sent me to give the producer.
Got you. This is Teef, Roddy Butler, Father Fred, and your one and only Bahamian Trey.
Okay, now let me tell y'all, I always tell this story about Bahamian Trey when I get the chance. It's a story about not even redemption, right? Because when we embrace people in the community, there'll be no need for redemption, right? But when this boy was like 15 or something, he sang one song called Chichi Man Sound, and it was very, very popular. And so people look at me and say, man, Aaron, you can't be endorsing, because I was at some point I was bigging this little boy up. You can't be endorsing this little boy and singing the song Chichi Man Sound. And let me tell you something. Is it thank God we ain't throw Bahamian Trey away, hey? Because, see, it wasn't just like the gay people saying, oh, we got to cancel him because of this song. It's all the people saying, what this young boy doing this music, and he's supposed to be in school. He had it from all sides, right? Imagine if we had thrown away Bahamian Trey. We would not be, like, we are so much richer as a country, as communities, because of a boy named Bahamian Trey. This boy is the Renaissance man. Who interested, who is committed to preserving Bahamian culture in this generation more than Bahamian Trey?
Let's make sure I end this out. Dank, you know what she mean in? You remember the video that went viral of me singing in the chapel? That's
yeah.
all.
That you was there too?
He went to the school. No, I don't think he was at, we went to the same school, but I don't think he was there at that time.
All right.
But you know the video I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Right? So that wasn't my song.
I know. No. That's
yeah,
a popular,
but,
you was
yeah,
doing
I was singing a popular song, yeah. which I've heard
hold on,
at
first of all,
TOK concerts.
You think I old? You think I old that I don't know who make Chichi Man sound?
No, man. But
go on.
When that one came, when I did that, I didn't see much pushback from it, to be honest.
Yeah,
I didn't see much pushback.
No, it wasn't until later. It wasn't until later that I got pushback for sort of acknowledging you and that space, right? And I used it as a redemptive kind of tool. But, you know, thank God for Bahamian Trey. We are much richer for you and all these young people, including Joel Pickstock, who don't really talk about himself that much. Look here, my producer is shaking his head. We got to end the show, Captain Mayo. The start and end date for the Kettlebell campaign.
Yes, the Kettle campaign starts since last week, Friday, on November 15, and it will end it on December 24.
Absolutely. And you can contact the Salvation Army at 393-2340 for details about payment options and locations for stores. You can also donate directly to the Salvation Army at RBC account number 1575067. That's 1575067. Devante, Joel, Bahamian Trey, Davon, see y'all Thanksgiving night. One of y'all better have my plate. Don't make me lift my leg to do the mashed approach.
Yes, charge her to bring the plate.
I'll pay.
I want him to bring the plate.
I'll pay.
He'll bring the plates.
Okay. You better have food on them plates, baby. Trey. Don't do me like Shine in the Titanic.
No.
You guys stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM is up next.